Blog Talk Radio. Fabric of slavery in the South. And in 1896, the Statue of Liberty was dedicated by President Grover Cleveland. 1918, Bolstead Act was passed over President Wilson's veto. Now, Bolstead Act was interesting. Alexander Bolstead was one of the most famous sons of Minnesota, a descendant of Norwegian legal immigrants. He studied law, and he was also quite a progressive in the true sense. He believed in farmers' cooperatives. He was opposed to lynching of people, especially blacks. Longtime congressman. Now, one of the results of the Volstead Act prohibition was that, first of all, it happened while American men were overseas fighting World War I. It was said by the when the veterans came home that had the American young men not been over in Europe, Bolstead Act would have never passed. Then, of course, people like Carrie Nation wanted alcohol be forbidden. Now, what happened was the grains that were used to produce alcohol were used to fuel cars. That's where we got ethanol. It's not well known, this particular fact of ancient American history. In 1922, Mussolini, who was an editor, he was not a lawyer, he marched on Rome and became the dictator until he was overthrown in 1944, 22 years later. In 1946, the German scientists who were captured by the Russians, the Stalin's people, these German scientists were taken to Russia, and they helped develop Russia's rockets systems, their ICBMs. Now, Russia has an aeronautic history of its own. People like Alexander Sikorsky, one of the inventors of the helicopter, and also the Russians were the first ones to develop military personnel who were transported by airplanes and who were parachuted, this kind of military exercise. And, of course, this is not well known that after the Treaty of Versailles, Germany was limited in its armed forces, but the German general staff and the military made a deal with the Russians to allow their military personnel to train in Russia. And we ought to, this is a little-known fact of history. In 1958, we had the opening of the Roman Catholic Church with this Pope, John the 23rd, or Angelo Brancali. He was also the papal nuncio during World War II to Turkey. Interesting guy, helped save Jews. In 1962, Khrushchev ordered missiles that were bound for Cuba to be taken out. It was known as the Cuban Missile Crisis. And, of course, John Kennedy, JFK, this was one of the triumphs of his administration, as short as it was. And now this is an interesting piece of religious history. In the year 312, the Emperor Constantine, one of the last of the decent Roman emperors, his mother, St. Monica, prayed that he would be converted to Christianity or Roman Catholicism, and he did. Now, the story goes that he was on his horse traveling on a road, and all of a sudden he sees a cross in the sky, and in Latin it said, "In this sign you shall conquer," words to that effect. So Constantine embraced Christianity, defeated the infidels, and Christianity became the official religion of what was left of the Roman Empire. Now, among the things today that besides the Volstead Act, is the significance of the Bay Area Rapid Transit and the SEIU, Service Employees International Union. They were started by the financial genius of the Al Capone Mafia, a guy named Murray the Camel Humphreys, and he was called the Camel because he liked camel sports coats. He was non-Italian, non-Jewish. His parents were from Wales in England. In fact, I encountered him in Marina Towers by accident when I was a student and I had a girlfriend whose parents were living in Chicago's Marina Towers. And if you see the movie Bullet, the opening shot is of a guy trying to breaks into an office up there and is getting documents or money, and he flees to San Francisco. We'll try to put that clip up on our Amicus Veritas YouTube site. That film came out in 1958. It was very interesting. Now, SEIU has long been criticized for its alleged connections to the mafia. But this has come out that SEIU, the Service Employees International Union, has a connection to the mafia operation at Chicago's international airport called O'Hare. O'Hare was named after Butch O'Hare, who was a World War II war hero. I remember growing up in the area. At the end of the 50s, O'Hare Airport was being built by Richard Daley because he wanted to replace Midway Airport, which was very dangerous. But you go to our Amicus Veritas on this website for the New Shadow Block Talk Radio, you will see that headline. Now, one of the questions raised about the Tea Party and this bitching about the budget in Washington is that the Tea Party people are not looking at what's going on in their local communities. I mean, these people who go to Congress, the representatives and senators, they come from somewhere, and that somewhere is that local community. Billions of dollars then flow into these local communities across the country, and what the Tea Party people should be looking for and demanding, and nobody can accuse them of being, you know, off the wall or out of touch with political reality. What farmers should be promoting is accountability for these federal funds, how they're spent, who they're given into, and who allocates these funds, and are they really benefiting the people that these federal funds are intended to benefit? This is one of the problems with the Tea Party. The other issue with the Tea Party is, why didn't they and other people say, hey, let's look and see what other countries which have health care programs, what they are doing, and is there anything that can benefit Americans? Can we grab something from their health care programs onto an American health care program? Now, health care and unemployment insurance started in the late 1800s by the Prime Minister of Germany, Otto von Bismarck. Now, the reason he did this was not on any ulterior motives, but for political reasons, and that was because in the 1840s, Europe was rocked by revolutions. They threatened the rulers, and the thrones in Germany, Austria, Russia were threatened because the people wanted relief from the oppression that these governments were engaged in, and that people felt they should get a fair wage for their labor, they should have health care, they should have unemployment insurance, they should have education for their children and opportunities. And so Bismarck, to stop any further revolutions, especially in Germany, came up with, people who advised him came up with unemployment insurance and health insurance. And surely there were some good aspects in Britain's health insurance, Canada's health insurance, France, Germany. Now, I understand that Obamacare was concocted by one person, supposedly the brother of Raul Emanuel, who's Israeli, and nobody's looked at the Israeli healthcare system. I'm sure, surely there is one, and even I haven't looked at it, and we're going to. But this should have been what they have done instead of Pelosi's stupid comment, you got to pass it the 2,500 pages to know what's in it. I mean, how she got away with that's incredible. But, of course, she's got her own problems of allegations of drug connections and to the $1 billion worth of heroin, which was found in a Hayward, California warehouse in bases shipped from Thailand. So, you know, it's time to get real, folks, and we don't have much time. We will be getting into other aspects to give you advice on how to survive. Now, this interesting aspect of auto theft occurred last month in September over the Labor Day weekend. A San Franciscan had a car parked on the street in what has become a gentrified neighborhood, and his car was stolen on an Isuzu Amigo was stolen on the weekend, along with another car on the same block. So he settled with his auto insurance company and buys another Isuzu Amigo, which was stolen 4 days later. But he had a club, the club on his steering wheel, and that didn't deter the auto thieves. Now, when he talked to the adjuster of his insurance company, the adjuster said, well, first of all, there appears to be an epidemic of car thefts in San Francisco. Not only that, even though you had the club on your steering wheel, they can cut the steering wheel, and they can also use Freon to break the metal. So you have to use other methods or more methods to protect your vehicle, alarms, I understand tracking devices. So the club, you know, may be a deterrent to the inexperienced car theft. They may look at it and figure it's not worth the effort, but an experienced car thief can and have stolen cars. And there are other people who've had similar experiences who have installed the club thinking that that would deter car theft. So what you don't know can hurt, harm, and cost you. So we will show you what we're talking about and go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site later. So we'll end, though we started late, we'll end with, hopefully get this computer situation fixed up. We'll end with our theme, Politics and Poker. We will be back Wednesday at 4 p.m. and hopefully we'll start on time and get our sound system working. I don't know what the problem is. So go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AmicusVeritas. And here is our ending theme, Politics and Poker. Here we go.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too.
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say, when you got a pair of jacks, bet up.
Politics and poker, politics and poker. Shuffle up the cards and find the joker. Need a game for children, need the game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play,
what to bet,
when to call up.
Fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paratrays.
Bet 'em.
Little trays, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your five.
I'll call.
I'll fold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in. Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyashinkovich, I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out, I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen, and George is in jail.
We could run Al Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot, that's me!
Politics and poker, politics and poker. Play for a pot that's mediocre. Politics and poker, running neck and neck. If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck.
Back Wednesday at 4 p.m. This is Peter Paul Verzola, and go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AMICUSVERITAS. Good night.